This podcast is produced and managed by Kangaroo Fern Media Lab, Australia's independent video and podcast company. We do the podcasting hard bits so you don't have to. We make podcasts easy. Book a call at www.kangaroofern.com. www.kangaroofern.com.
Some things just have to end. And I think this is a time that we talk about some endings. Well, yeah. It's not about the podcast. The podcast isn't ending. But a probable era of the podcast will end. What did that mean? This is still going to be Love, Growth, and Freedom. I'm still going to talk about this. But this time we are going to dismantle the seasons. I will not be having seasons. I will be shedding the old me to become the new me. And I will try to tackle different topics in my life and the things that I can talk about with you as we go on. Because I think the seasons that I've made for the podcast have been lessons from the past. Now, since we are not in the past, we are not reflecting anymore, we are now here. We're going to talk about things that happen right now. We are going to talk about dealing with the present, working on our future, and seeing how we can move forward for our own sake. Now, let me talk to you about this one. I just wanted to laugh at it, I guess. Welcome back to Love, Growth, and Freedom with Adrian Duarte. I just wanted to give you guys a heart attack because I've been happy that a lot of you have been listening to me. A lot of you have been telling me that my podcast has helped you and all the likes. And I just want to give you a little heart attack saying that my podcast will end. But I don't think it'll ever end because I'm a talkative person. You'll be hearing from me for a long time. And I've been writing so much on my notebook and everything. But yeah, so how am I going to do this today? Today, we're going to talk about endings. Why endings are things that we have to deal with in our lives and why do we have to shed old parts of ourselves to deal with the new things that's going on in our lives? And why do we have to have this ending? Why do I have to? Why do I want to put this to an end to this kind of statement or this kind of system of making my podcast? I want to change or I want to end this because I need to shed the dead weight of who I was. I wanted to find a new thing or be able to dig deeper to figure out my voice in this world. And anyway, I'm doing this totally unscripted, no outlines, no anything, but I will talk to you about endings. And let's hope that my brain is cohesive enough to give you this because my life has been crazy recently and I've been so much in my head and I just want to say thank you for being here. And this would be an episode of the first or an episode of a new beginning. Now, why do you think goodbyes or endings happen to all of us? I believe that endings are just doors closing, telling us that this, at this point, is not something that we're growing from anymore. That this has to stop here because you have outgrown this. And now we experience these kinds of endings, not just in school, the systemic going up from college or from preschool to college and then now being an adult. And we were so taught that endings were bad or endings were a sign of things really just radically changing for your life, which is true. But we made it look so scary, you know? We made endings look like it's a bad thing, but it's not really. Because endings are technically just a chapter that you're closing in your life that is reminding you that this isn't for you anymore. And that you are ready to reach out a new journey. You are ready to do something else. You are ready to be a part of something else. And I think we have to dismantle that thought. We have to change how we look at endings. Now, endings happen to remind us that life itself is also finite. That nothing is forever. That everything and everyone will have to meet their end. And I think that what makes life beautiful and meaningful, because without an end, without death, without all this, we would always just aimlessly waste our lives and be, I don't know what you know, to have a moment where I don't know what to do anymore. Now, why does ending, or why are endings so scary? It is scary because what? I think it's because of the change. I think endings are scary because when things end, a lot of the times we're not ready for the end to come. We are not ready for things to end like this. But to be honest, that's how life is also. You know, you wouldn't know how life ends for you. You wouldn't know when you're going to die. You wouldn't know when somebody else is going to die. You wouldn't know when your job's going to end. You wouldn't know when everything is going to end. And that's entirely it. That's the real meaning of endings, is that you don't really know where it is or when it is going to end. But we are certain the end is coming, but we're not sure when. And that is the magic of life. And that is the magic of endings that will give us this, you know, this motivation to make every day that we have so much better for ourselves. To choose us, finally. To choose ourselves, finally. To choose our happiness and not let anybody else dictate how we are going to live our lives. Because once again, you are the ones who's living your life and you are the ones who's doing this. So let's go back to the systemic idea of ending. How people are telling us that endings are bad, that, you know, from one point to another, we become somebody else. Like when in school, we were taught that growing up, we have to move up. We ended our grade school days. We ended our high school days. Then we ended our college. But, you know, that idea of an ending of something and then reaching new heights and all that has been so deceiving for a lot of us, I think so. I believe so. Because when everything that you think was taught to you in this system, school and all the likes, they're not bad. I think they are still essential. But what they don't tell you behind these lines is that after graduating, you will be faced with a series of endings. You would be faced with a lot of things that you knew to be true to die or end and to become blatant lies up in front of your face. I'm not scaring you into adulthood. I'm not scaring you about adulthood, but I'm just telling you the truth about after school, after college, after everything. Endings are everywhere in your life, and it's not a bad thing. The reason why their endings are there, it's because all of us, the people that you grew up with, the people that you met along the way in these schools and this institution and along the way into your adulthood, they are having things also go their way. Things are also ending for them and they are becoming to something new. Now I'm going to, you know, address it into like a butterfly metaphor. You know, we all know what a butterfly is, a caterpillar. We were caterpillars in school, you know? We were given everything that we needed. We were told that after we eat this or after we do this, after we do that, we're going to turn into a cocoon and then we are going to become a butterfly. Now, they didn't tell you what happens when you become a butterfly or you become a full-grown adult. Is that you're going to move from place to place, or actually just, you know, you move from one flower to another, to one nectar to another, to one person to another, because you are going to grow. You are going to spread whatever you have and understood about yourself and in the world and how you're dealing with the world and the things around it. You're going to go around. You're going to pollinate people. You are going to pollinate things. You are going to spread your energy and your vibes. And some of them, and sometimes you would fly away too far from the old butterfly buddies that you have, now thus signaling friendships ending. And maybe it's not a real end, but that phase of your lives together has ended. There are OG friends. There are friends that will last you forever. But there were parts of you. There are parts of you that you would have to lay to rest. There are parts of you that you would have to put an end to, because that does not, you know, give benefit to you anymore. Because that does not mean that it stays relevant in your life, because we grow, we change as people. So these endings are things that we should embrace. Now, I'm talking about endings because I am here trying to embrace the end of so many things in my life. I'm not saying that I've killed my dream. I'm not saying that I've whatever, but I've learned to accept. I am shedding my old skin. I am putting to an end all of my old ideals and perspectives of this world. of our about how this world is supposed to be to me, how this world is supposed to be for everyone, because as an adult, I've realized how hard it is to live. As an adult, I've realized how dangerous it is for us to be out here in this world. That not all people are kind, that not all people are looking out for you, and a lot of the people around us are selfish. That's the truth. Now, even if I know that truth, I will not stop being kind, being courageous, or whatever. But it is a thing, you know, it is a thing that I'm putting into an end. I'm not going to have a wishy-washy view of the world. I am not going to have an idea where the world can be perfect. And I know it can't because we are people. We will never be perfect. But does it mean that I would change nonetheless? I will not let this world break my spirits. I will not let this world take my youth, my blood, and whatever. I ain't giving up. I'm going to be here. And I'm going to spread anything that I could. Positivity, obviously. Not COVID, but positivity of life and energy and hope. Because I think that's what we all need. Because even if things are ending, it doesn't mean we should lose hope. It doesn't mean that we are going to stay in this place forever. And that endings really have lessons. And I would love to end on these notes that endings in my life have great lessons that it taught me. I would love to talk about my relationship. I ended a relationship 3 years ago, though it was a harsh ending. I'm glad that it ended. It was a chapter in my book that I needed to close, that I needed to put to an end. Just because we don't serve each other anymore. Just because we've outgrown each other. And it took me a while to realize, you know, it took me a while to understand why things have to end. And I think that is the way for all of us. We would have to take the time to understand why things like these are happening, why endings are happening to us, what are the things that we've outgrown. And it was scary, you know, ending those because I was so used to that kind of love. I was so used to that relationship. And I didn't know who I was after. But when that ended, I was given the opportunity to find myself, to start over, to begin again, to find who I am. And I've done my homework. I've become the most of I am. So I'm just happy because I've made the most out of my life recently. I've been doing so many things. And if that ending did not happen for me, I wouldn't be here at all. So the endings in my life have good things that it brings also. I think it should also bring us the good there too. But fair warning, endings are not for the faint-hearted also. I don't know. Endings are still so scary, and not everyone is strong enough to deal with endings the way that I would. But nonetheless, I just want to say that it always does get better. It does. It may seem like it's not, but it does get better. Not now, not tomorrow, not in an hour, but it does. You really have to have faith in that because, again, life really just goes on even after one ending. Endings are not a sign for you to just stop living your life or stop moving and stop growing. Endings are just a signal of things that you should just have to put down because this does not, you know, serve you anymore or it isn't something that is useful for you. Now, endings. What can I say about that, right? Well, I've had a lot. I've ended friendships. I've ended situations. I've resigned from jobs just because it does not serve me in so many ways and it just made my life worse. In friendships, what I learned is that sometimes you really have to say no to people. You have to say no to friends and you're going to make mistakes and you're going to say sorry and sometimes it's still going to lead for the end. But the thing is, there is a number of reasons why that had to happen. Maybe you had to learn something. Maybe that person wasn't really good for you. Or maybe those friends of yours were not really your friends to begin with. Now that ending, those endings give you clarity. And clarity is something that you would always want to have. But that's wonderful. So yeah, ending on friendships and ending jobs. I've ended jobs. I've resigned in so many jobs just because it does not fit the life that I wanted. And when I fully came into the one that I wanted to do, everything felt so easy for me. Everything felt so good for me. And that even if those endings with jobs were rough for me, I was able to find the beauty in what I wanted to do and what I'm still doing. So you see, endings are not really supposed to be scary. Books tell us that. We read books. We put down everything. You finish a chapter. You finish a book. That's how our life is going to be after college, because you're going to face multiple endings, because you're going to open a myriad or a string of stories in your life that you have to be able to put in a very good loop after everything else, because things will end inevitably. It's the law of life. It's the law of nature. Now, if we're always going to be afraid of the ends that we have in our lives, I think you'll be forever paralyzed in trying to save yourself from all those endings, trying to save things that is not meant to be saved, or trying to force things that are not supposed to happen for you just because you're afraid of things to end. Now, how do we deal with it? How do you deal with endings? How do we just let go? We just can't, right? It's not easy. Never too easy to let go. But in my experience, it took me a while to be able to have this. It took me a broken heart, ended a few friendships. It took me a while. I had to become toxic before finding out who I am and how I'm dealing with goodbyes and endings. But I realized that to deal about endings and goodbyes in your life is to understand that nothing belongs to you. Nothing belongs to us. Everything is the universe or gods, or everything is not ours to begin with. It is only there for us to share in. You know, the energies and everything, they are not created nor destroyed. They are only transformed. And we are beings of energies, life, and all that. And all we could do is transform everything that we have to keep our palms open for people to come in and come out afterwards, for people to show us some way out of one situation to another. Keeping your hands open, keeping your mind open to the idea that we don't owe anything. We are here to make something else out of our lives, to actually live our life, not to try and hoard things, not to try and hoard stories and who we are and all the likes. But we are here to tell our story, to share our story, to share our experiences with other people, whether it will end soon or not, because at the end of the day, it will end. Our lives will end. And the important question that I want to ask you whenever you deal with endings is, when you end your day, are you happy? Are you happy? Are you happy that you lived your life the way you wanted today, or are you not? Right? Now, this is based on your circumstances, but if you have things that you can control with the things that you want to do for yourself, why not do it? Because at the end of the day, if you die in your sleep, were you happy? Were you chill or what? For me, I am trying my best effort to remind myself that I don't own anything. It's hard. It's so tough. But it does give me wonders. It gives me perspective about life. I still have dreams. I still have so many things that I want to do in my life. I am aiming high. But I'm not pressuring myself. I am not forcing myself to be someone I'm not. I'm just letting the universe do its job. What is for me will be for mine, for my consumption, for me. What is for meant is meant for me will be for me. So I'm happy. I'm glad that I was able to go through this episode with you. This was a full-on just-in-my-head conversation, and I felt like it was messy, if I were to be honest. I'm so sorry. But I thank you for your patience. I thank you for being here and sharing your time and space with me as we talk about endings. Now, as we deal with this, as we go on, moving forward, I want to also remind you again, this podcast is in partnership with Guerrilla Podcast Syndicate. And don't forget to follow me on my social, especially FM Adrian. If you want to see me on TikTok, where I make a lot of motivational videos, which is like the short ones that you can listen to, go for it. Follow me. Send me some love. And if you want to see roller skating, go to my Instagram, FreshFMAdrian as well. Anyway, I just want to say thanks. This is awesome, right? I've done an episode like this. But from here on out, we are going to have episodes. There's still going to be an outline for me to follow, of course. I want to have a proper stretch for you. But I wanted to do this bonus episode for you guys because I wanted to be raw and vulnerable because there's so many things that's going on in my life. And I needed to share a real part of who I am as we deal with endings because this is a real thing. Now, let's put an end to the old ways we do our podcast. But for the upcoming episodes, there wouldn't be any series anymore. I do have a lot of topics lined up, and I've been listening to a lot of you and what you want to talk about. Please do put in my question and answer. Send me a message on my socials to let me know what topics that you want to hear in this podcast. But for now, I do have a pool of ideas of what we could talk about as we deal with ourselves, as we deal with things in our lives. Okay, so I'm excited for this season. No, not season. I'm excited for this new chapter in my podcast because I will be more real, vulnerable, raw, and up in your face. Okay, so thank you so much. This is AD here on Love, Growth, and Freedom, a podcast that believes in love, acknowledges growth, and encourages freedom. Sending you some love. Thank you for being here. Again, have a good day and be safe. Mwah!
We are Independent Podcast Network. We are Guerrilla Podcast Syndicate. Would you like to hear your brand while supporting quality podcasts? Contact us now at advertise@guerrillapodcastsyndicate.com.